Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Ted's here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you doing? Were you good this weekend?
Was I good?
Yeah.
I didn't find too much trouble.
I did.
To get into.
I ate and drank a lot.
You did.
I did.
How is that a sin on Memorial Day weekend?
I didn't say it was a sin. I just, you know.
You didn't go out and operate the boat or anything.
No. Nothing. Not like down that road. Just too much, you know.
As long as you're at home, you need to have
cake,
to drive.
Beer, dogs.
And amazingly, it all just disappeared thanks to Awaken 180 weight loss.
It really did.
Yeah.
Ted will hate me saying this, but I stepped on the scale this morning.
I hate you.
Nothing.
I hate you, man.
Flatline.
I wish I had your metabolism, you little son of a bee.
Easy.
Man, just God bless you. God. This guy can eat anything he wants.
Yep. See, he gave you height. He gave me metabolism.
That's it. That's what it was. That's trade-offs.
Tyrone Poole told me that once. That like
can't
he doesn't give every. And he was a big like Bible guy, and he said like he doesn't give everybody everything. Well, he leaves something out for something.
Yeah, there's one guy I've always TB12.
Yeah, he get a lot.
I mean, really?
Look at him. He'd like to run. You ever hear him when he talks about like Josh Allen and Lamar? So that's the perfect example.
Okay, fair enough.
He dreams of being able to run. It's like when the rock star wants to be the quarterback and the quarterback wants to be the rock star and the actor wants to be the race car driver and they all.
Okay, all right. It's perspective.
Yeah.
I got it. All right, fair point.
Perspective is I'm shorter on perspective. I can't see quite as high.
That won't ever change that perspective.
Yeah, I know. The surgeries, you know, but I hear it's painful. It's 3 o'clock. It's time for the 3-point stance.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, as we have Alex Cora coming up at 3:15 today, we're doing an abbreviated 3-point stance, but regardless of that, it's still brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or you brag about your weight loss, you got to get Glassman at 617-777-7777. It's all sevens, Dan. You got to remember that.
Seven!
As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their opening stance on their story of the day in the world of sports. Our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Andy, you'll lead us off. Are you ready, and does your t-shirt suggest anything about your stance?
You're damn right. If you're watching on Twitch, it's foretelling what I'm about to talk about, Dan.
All right, you're 60 seconds to talk about that. Start now.
Gillette Stadium, Saturday night. I don't know if anybody saw it. The beatdown that was the defending national champion Tufts Jumbos took on Dickinson in the Division III Lacrosse Championship. It was not even a game. It was non-competitive. I believe it was 11-0 before Dickinson scored. 25-8. The Jumbos are back-to-back champions. If you follow me on Twitter, I don't know if the people know what they're talking about, but some of these D3 lacrosse experts are saying the Tufts Jumbos that played this year may be the greatest Division III lacrosse team in the history of the sport. And they're still young. They're keeping their coach. They have three players, I believe, that had hat tricks in the game, all underclassmen. That'll be back next year. So look for them to be in the national title game again. Wow. They were in it a couple years ago. They lost, by the way. That would be four straight. So I know it's not the most popular sport, and D3 sports don't get the attention, and we're not going to take a bunch of calls on it. But let's bow down to Medford. Let's bow down to the Tufts Jumbos. And also, just a quick hat tip to the women who lost 10-9 in the championship game. They could have had national champs in both men's and women's.
They lost to Middlebury.
Got the job done. NESCAC ruling, but the Jumbos, the men, the greatest lacrosse team ever. Nice job, boys.
Just real quick, how many students go to Tufts?
4,000?
Yeah, it's more like six.
You're counting the grads, though.
It's, and then the typical NESCAC school, you only talk 2,500. So you guys got almost.
We make plays, not excuses.
Okay, just putting that out there.
Middlebury, go ski.
Jumbos, way to go.
All right, on we go. It's been an interesting first 5 minutes between you two in front of me right now. All right, Fitzy, are you ready for your three-point stance?
Yes, indeedly, doodly, I am, Lee.
All right, your 60 seconds for it. Begin right now.
All right, well, I am actually here to do something I don't often do in a three-point stance or even on the WEI Afternoon Show, which is offer a note of congratulations to Boston Bruins fans. Because over the weekend, you may not have seen it, but Team USA at the World Hockey Championships defeated the Swiss 1-0 in an overtime thriller in Stockholm, Sweden, to conclude the most improbable run Team USA has had in legitimately nearly a century. Why, it was last 1933 when the Americans won the gold at the tournament. Now, why is this so important to Bruins fans, you might ask? I mean, the Bruins, geez, they blew historically that great season 2 years ago. They've lost leaders like Bergeron. They trade away Marchand, and they have to watch him now with the Panthers. Good God, they don't even have a coach. Does anything work out for them? Yes, Jeremy Swayman. How about Jeremy Swayman, who went 7-0 during the Hockey World Championship run? The goalie concluded his run with a 7-0 record and a .921 save percentage, leading the Americans to the gold. As the New York Times published Jeremy Swayman's World Championship run, the Bruins' most critical 2025 step yet.
I did love to see the numbers and the quote after. Yeah. Feels like a new human.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that gets you excited if you're a Bruins fan. You look at that and you get all worked up like Fitzy is. Get all hot and bothered.
Worked up, hot and bothered might be a little bit strong.
I mean, it's been a bad couple of years for the Bruins. They need something. I'm just happy to offer them like a little something to see Swayman play well. One step in the right direction after a series of klutzy fumbles over the last several months, if not years.
I guess. Hard to get too worked up, but okay. Fair enough.
All right, let's very quickly get to Ted's. Actually, Ted, I'm going to ask you a favor. Can we hang on to your three-point stance?
My man, of course we can.
Awesome. Team player, baby.
It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you. We spent a little time on the first two. Thank you.
Oh, he's already out.
good
one. That was your best one yet, Ted.
Thank you.
We'll get back to that later in the 3 o'clock hour. Perfect. Andy, that is the three-point stance for today.
That is the three-point stance, abbreviated because we're going to talk to the manager. Alex Cora joins us next here on WEEI Afternoons.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons. Momentarily, we'll speak with the manager of the Boston Red Sox. I would say who is under a little bit of pressure, if I'm to read the callers, the texters, the Twitch chatters. Everybody's starting to, I don't know, wiggy. Talking this morning on the Greg Hill Show, he kind of putting it all on Alex Cora's plate. So they're a baseball team that is now much further from first place than they were a month or so ago. And, you know, it's low-hanging fruit. You blame the coach, you blame the manager. It's kind of how sports works, right?
It's tough. And in the last few years don't help his case.
Nope.
So it's pretty much been the same old story the last 4 years. And so I think that's why it's ratcheted up. Considering the expectations going into the season and seeing how it's played out, that's why you're feeling more heat on him.
While we wait to talk to the manager, I will show the results of the show poll from today, if I can find it on my Twitter. I basically asked what the interest level was in the Red Sox because we did a lot of shows. It was high. Like, there was a lot of energy, buzz heading into this season. And right now, it's wavering at best. So I went with, what is your current interest level in the Red Sox? Still all in, like the team, fading fast, or when's football start were my three options. When's football start is the leader in the clubhouse with 50% of the vote.
Yeah.
Like the team, fading fast is 38% of the vote. So 88% of respondents either have already given up and are ready to talk Patriots or are losing interest in the baseball team. Only 12% still all in.
Yeah, and it's understandable. And look, you and I had similar experiences this weekend, it sounds like, just talking to people. I get a vibe, you know, when I'm out and about. People, you know, just kind of the questions they ask gives you an idea of what the masses are thinking. And it felt like football was top of mind to most people I talked to this weekend.
Fitzy, are you... which category would you have been in, or did you vote, or are you in?
I did. In sharing the tweet, it seems like there's some of the replies I got. Disappointed, invested still, optimistic, but stars need to align before the season spirals out of control. Me personally, I voted for football. I'm getting real bored. I'm getting quite frustrated with this baseball team. It's not at least if they were going down regularly, you know, down early, then they score a bunch of runs and the bullpen or just the other team pulled it out. That'd be one thing. But these 3-2, 2-1 games where they're victims of their own device on the regular are just becoming painful to partake in.
As the Gladiator says, are you not entertained? Well, you're not really entertaining.
No,
kind of thumbs down. Not really entertaining.
No, this is Maximus not really
enjoyable. If they were able to put all their, you know, put this, You know, what games did we like? We liked, I think, the games that we enjoyed.
The Ramon Vasquez games.
Or were the there you go. The low scoring, very well managed, the kind of the relief pitchers, and they just kind of, you know, and then the closer comes in and closes it out, and that's a nice, clean little win.
Burn out the bullpen and not be having a plan for the next day. I mean, that was sort of the criticism of the Ramon Vasquez era, that short-lived era of a couple wins, was it's not the playoffs. It's you can't manage to win every game like it has to be won, except...
He's like, I get one game to manage? Right. I'm going to manage the hell out of this game.
And yet, you know, this team feels like it needs to win games. Like, I know you have to play for 162, and you have to be ready to play in August and September, but right now this team is fading, and they're fading fast. As Dan Ball said earlier, the optimistic Andy that was always saying, but you're only two games out behind the Yankees. You're only two games behind.
Yeah.
No, now you're 7.5 behind the Yankees. Now there's multiple teams between you and the Yankees, multiple teams between you and a wild card spot. Like, you're digging a hole in May that could prevent you, even if you play well in August or September, from being the team you want to be, think you could be. Heck, you know, if Bregman comes back, say he misses 55 games or whatever and comes back with third of the season, it's a possibility. It's happened to him before, and he seems like he kind of is resigned to that reality. But you want to be in position when he comes back, and maybe you're a little healthier, or maybe when some of these young guys are hitting their stride late in the year. Or Duran. Duran's a guy that Lou told us, like, oh, he struggles early in the year. Go look at last year. He'll be hot by the second half of the year. You want to be in position where you can still strike and you can still have a good season and still convince everyone that you could be a playoff team. Mm-hmm. If you keep playing the way you're playing, you're falling far enough behind that it may not matter come August and September.
Yeah, and I don't know what the answers are, but that's why I do this job and I don't manage the baseball team. Where do you stop? I mean, you got problems all over the place. And when you have guys that you expect to perform at a certain level that come in and give you nothing which you expected, you know, you better have it. You better offset that with a lot of guys you didn't expect to do much, really kind of, you know, I don't know, exceeding expectations. And I don't know if there's any one guy, maybe other than Carlos Narvaez, that has maybe exceeded what we all thought going into the season he could be. Otherwise, everyone else has pretty much performed below expectations.
Well, I would put your guy Bregman in. He's been better to start the year than I expected, because I had thought slow starts were part of his makeup, and now he's gone. So even if you loved what he was doing, he's not part of the equation anymore. 617-779-7937. While we wait for Alex Cora, let's go to the phone lines, talk to Gary from Connecticut, who wants to talk about Cora.
About my nephew.
Your nephew
about
or
eight
Cora?
Years ago.
Hey, Gary.
Oh, boy.
We were living
Gary.
In Southington. He grew
boy.
Up in Southington.
Sorry.
My brother died in 2012.
How do I get rid of him?
Oh, no. Is he talking
Gary.
To, like, the drive-through attendant?
Or his brother.
You know?
He's got a nephew and a brother. He waited a long, long time.
He had a brother.
My man.
To talk about Alex
Cora. I feel
Alex
bad,
Cora.
Gary, if you're there. You know, try back, bud.
So we're ready for Alex Cora. He didn't call. He wasn't ready for us. We went to him. He wanted to talk about Cora.
He heard you calling him a liar all last week.
What do you guys think?
Fibber. Did I say liar?
What do you guys
think so?
What do you guys think about Trevor Story? Like, what do you do with Trevor Story? If you're the manager, what do you do?
If I'm
Story,
the manager,
all that money, yeah. What's he making? $30 million?
About twenty-six something mil.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to have a hard conversation with him and say, I'm ready to go young. I said this to Fitzy earlier. I'm ready to go young. I like the idea that's been bandied about of Rafaela goes to short.
Yep.
Roman Anthony comes up. Duran goes to center. Your outfield is
just
now.
Sell out to that.
Yeah,
just
go
change,
young.
Change the entire kind of feeling of the season.
Trevor Story is playing some second base along with, I don't know, David Hamilton, along with whatever.
Yeah,
He's now like a utility kind of guy. And my infield is Rafaela, Marcelo Meyer, and Christian Campbell.
Yeah.
They're out there every effing day learning at the big league level. It may have some ups. It may have some downs, it'll be fun.
You just a third way through, you just significantly lowered expectations, and that pivot might keep the fan base at bay a little bit, and all of us talking heads at bay. Is you're forced to put out a young lineup. I mean, it's the roster is younger than we've really kind of.
Oh, it's very young.
More than we really.
Yes.
Thought or really talked about. And so just go all the way young. And
yes.
Then now it's like, okay, people will get excited about at least seeing glimpses of what the chance of this team's possibilities are, as opposed to what we're seeing now.
And Fitzy, we'd have to expose ourselves as frauds. If they bring up all the young guys that we've all been bitching for months, and then we start bitching, well, that's an us problem, right? Like, if we're complaining, oh, my God, Roman Anthony's only two for his last 27. Yeah, but you wanted him. Oh, that's right. I did want him. I've been calling for it for months. Like,
but it recalibrates expectations, though, doesn't it? When you bring if you put Meyer at third, Rafaela at shortstop, Story at second for the time being, Campbell at first, and then your outfield goes Anthony, Duran, Abreu with Narvaez, the found money behind the bump, I mean, behind the plate. Like, it's probably the best team you can field at this point, number one. And number two, it recalibrates expectations because of the significance of the youth movement. And I'd say, as far as Trevor Story goes, that officially sets a clock for either prove it or lose it. Because let's say Bregman's out another 7 weeks, say 2 months. So if it's 2 months, that gives Trevor Story two more months to prove that he can be an everyday player or live up to his 6-year, $140-something million deal, or he can be listening to the afternoon show on WDFA because he gone.
Yeah, and the he gone, I don't think, is going to include Mason Miller anymore. I don't think that trade
is. Yeah, that was a cute dream.
That was a fun day. That was a fun day on this show.
We could have packaged one day with Sean Newcomb.
Maybe a week at post.
Newcomb
beat that thing down.
Funny thing is, closer's the least of the concerns at this point.
It is.
I'm not sure. I think my lust
Barney
was misplaced
Miller at this point.
I just wrote it down. Like, what's been more disappointing, the starting pitching or the hitting?
And hitting.
I almost think this bad starting pitching leads to bad hitting, though, in a weird way. Like, I just think there's a pressure that mounts when you are behind in games. Like this, I don't know what their overall record is now when they score first, but for the first 6 weeks of the season, and they were excellent when they got out into a lead. When they don't, it just feels like, unless it's the Orioles for the first two games of that last series where they came from behind to win those games, but more times than not, I just feel like the bad starting pitching just kind of sets the tone for a lot of these games.
Yeah, and I think what they lack is anything to set the tone positive. I think in all of sports, almost every team, they need to know something they can count on. If you're going to be a good team, you need to know.
Like, what do you hang your hat on?
Nothing. Various points, different nights, I can hang it on different things. Oh, we're gonna score 19 runs, and Rafi Devers is gonna crush the ball. Well, okay, we're in offense tonight. Oh, the bullpen's locked down tonight. Oh, we're gonna get 7 out of Crochet. He's gonna be done. We're starting pitching, but they don't have anything night in and night out. You go worst case scenario. I know we're gonna get on base. I know we're gonna pitch. Whatever.
Think about it in terms of Fitzy and just like in football, where you go, okay, what is this team about? Are they a running team? We're going to run and we're going to be a good defense, and that's how we're going to build our team. Like, it's the same thing in baseball. All I kept hearing about is athleticism, how athletic this team is. But it doesn't seem like they play to that strength either. So I just don't know what it is you hang your hat on or what it is you're trying to be as a baseball team.
The identity of this team right now is disappointment, underachieving, bad defense, not being clutch when it matters most. In the bullpen and at the plate. They're not a power hitting team. They're not a speed team. If anything, the rebrand that would come with the youth movement, Andy, might be the best thing that can happen for him. I mean, at this point, bro, Devers is batting like 290, 12 dingers, 50 ribeye. Like, that's pretty good for the third mark into the season. Like, he's on pace for an excellent season. And yet still, I bet you could ask 100 Red Sox fans, and 50 of them would say they were frustrated with Devers to this point still because of what happened earlier this year.
If you bring those young guys up, I mean, is it basically you're just waving a white flag?
It can be interpreted that way.
It will be.
But you know what I also think is waving the white flag? Status quo.
Putting Trevor Story out there every day.
Putting Trevor Story at shortstop when he can't hit. What is he, 12 for 114 or something ridiculous?
His OPS is 594.
Like, he hurt himself. Oh, no.
Do we look okay, but he's been up and down the lineup, and they're starting to pull him out in critical, situations in the game. So they are slowly phasing him out.
And they need to. And they need to make changes because there will be people that thinks, oh, you called up Anthony and you're playing Rafael at short, like you're waving the white flag. No, you're not good. You're dropping like a stone in the standings. You can look at that as trying to fix it, trying to take a shot. Now, we did talk about, as we've sort of had this conversation for weeks now, playing the card. Well, if you do that, you kind of got to stick to it. There's no going back. If Meyer and Campbell and Anthony are all playing and they're all in a slump of like 3 for 57, no, don't put Story in. They're going to have to learn on the fly, and we're going to have to learn on the fly with them as fans and analysts. But you're going to be a young, fun, athletic team. That team you put out there that we just talked about is super athletic. Like, that is a really, really impressive, modern group of athletes you put on the field.
Change how you play the game. You got a small ball.
Yeah.
Bunts. You know, more steals.
Yeah, the only guy that I would say isn't changing in that world is Devers. Because Devers is raking. Like, they're right. I hate it.
No more gone. No more first talk.
Nope, no more first. He's settled in at DH. Yep. He's great. He's crushing the ball. That's awesome. But go with the young guys. That's the point where I'm at. So we do need to do two for Tuesday. And we wait here. A reminder, Alex Cora was supposed to join us at 3:15. We're at 3:30. He's coming, I think, sooner, later, some point. But I'll tell you what's coming for you. If you're caller number 9 right now to the contest line at 617-931-0937 and you have today's code word, which you heard on the Greg Hill show this morning, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Angels on June 4th. That's caller number 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937 with today's code word, and you will see Red Sox Angels on June 4th. Quick aside regarding the Angels, Fitzy, that kind of left a mark with me as a Red Sox fan, a baseball fan, as you work your way through this era of the young guys, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There was the main page of, I believe, ESPN, some website I went to, but I believe it was ESPN, has Mookie Betts overtaken Mike Trout as the best baseball player of the generation? And it was just like, oh, my God, Mookie Betts, who used to play for the Red Sox, who was really good, and it was, he's too small, he doesn't want to sign here, how's he going to hold up over time? And that left a mark with me, Fitzy. I don't want to play like the Fitzy fan side of the street, but that hurt a little bit.
There's nothing wrong with playing the fan side of the street. You're allowed to like these guys, you're allowed to root for them and care about them, and quite honestly, Andy, I don't want to like raise a crazy conspiracy theory, but like, the Red Sox might be mired in, considering they won the World Series in 2018, their new curse of the Bambino. Like
the curse of Mookie?
The curse of Mookie Betts could be legitimate at this point.
617-779-7937. We'll take your Red Sox calls on the other side. We are awaiting the arrival, hopefully, on the phone of Red Sox manager Alex Cora, but we'll take a quick break. Be back to WEEI Afternoons.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From a America for America.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons. Efforting, a word they use in the business that no one likes and doesn't really make any sense. Efforting to cross paths, cross lines with Alex Cora. We're still expecting him to join us here.
You boys are great tap dancers, by the way.
Are we?
Yeah.
Ted incredibly light on his feet for a large man.
You know what I mean? Pro athlete.
I mean,
I know how this works. Did
you hear that little brag? Pro athlete.
Pro athlete. Retired. A
couple Super Bowls. Not a big deal.
Just three. Let's not
just doing
that.
Your job.
That's I mean, Dan, it's few Super Bowls. Not a couple.
It's Teddy three
feud.
Rings. Not Teddy.
It's not Teddy two rings. That's bad alliteration on a Tuesday. It's two for Tuesday.
Don't
Teddy three
me
rings.
Out of that one, yeah.
Somehow even my compliment wasn't
it
enough.
It was not enough.
Nope. You got to get it enough. Right. Ted is very sensitive to those things. You know how offended he was when people were asking about his City Connect jersey and not who he was? It was very blow to the ego.
That's so true.
Hey, did Rich Keefe get his City Connect, by the way?
No, and I think he gave up on the videos on IG, too.
Was Rich like a little like, why is our show getting them? And
no, he just wanted
not?
One.
Okay.
He just wanted one.
I thought he attacked our show a little bit.
No. A little bit.
Yeah, he was hating a little bit.
He was questioning.
He was hating a little bit.
Guys that
aren't
even going
to wear
shot.
Yeah. It's a ricochet shot, at very least, to the afternoon crew. Yeah.
As if to say, what have they done to deserve a jersey like that?
I think it was more, and I know this well because I do it, he was just lashing out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He just wanted a jersey. Well? He was just lashing
out.
Okay.
All right. You give him the benefit of the doubt. Good friend.
Rich could take a note from me. You don't get a City Connect jersey. You just act like an adult and just don't say anything.
Or you said
just
something.
Just say something right there.
So somebody said something last night with the Red Sox that was as
noteworthy.
Biting a commentary on the team as we have heard yet, certainly from inside the clubhouse. Rob Refsnyder, who, yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's one of your leaders on the baseball team. He's a 10-year Major League veteran. He is one of three guys with more than 3 years of service time. The other two, one is Raffy Devers, need I say more, and
doesn't
the other
count.
Doesn't count. And the other is Trevor Story, who needs to focus on bat meeting ball and actually getting hits right now, not leading the baseball team. So Rob Refsnyder's comments last night about this baseball team are worth noting.
Promise of kind of like a blueprint for what you guys need to be doing.
I mean, we're still lost. I mean, I don't really care. I don't really care about promise. And I just we lost. It's frustrating. Tired of losing close games. We just need to figure it out and win some games, bottom line.
Yeah, particularly, you know, when Garrett is throwing like that, you know, does that amplify the frustration?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the game. We feel like every time he goes on the mound, it's a great thing for us. Such a competitor. Everyone loves him. It's just disappointing that we can't come through for him. We just got to figure it out. Like you said, there's some good at-bats here and there, and then but we're just not getting the job done. It's not for lack of effort or, work ethic, game planning. It's just, we're not doing it. We suck right now. We got to just be better.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
I love it. A lot of people are offended by bluntness.
Why?
Where I'm a lot of people.
Truth is never mean, Ted.
People, exactly. And that is him being blunt and honest. And that's about as honest as I've heard a Red Sox player be this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's easier to get honest the more I think it builds, or well, it's harder to not be honest, maybe. Maybe that's how I'll phrase it.
Yeah, but don't you always feel like they were always kind of like hoping for it to turn around? So it was more of a optimistic kind of view of the current state. Now it just feels like, no, we suck.
Well,
like, we're bad.
You're wasting games, as Will Fleming said, when your ace is awesome. You're wasting that game. And they play in a ballpark where it's very easy to see where you fit in regards to the rest of the AL East. It's on a massive wall right in the outfield where the standings are there. You see how far behind. You can't put blinders. Oh, I'll just avoid the newspapers and websites. I don't know where we are. No. You're 7.5 games back. You're not a good baseball team right now. And the one thing that I always say, the whole, like, want to versus can't. Like, sometimes teams, you feel like they're not invested. They're not doing what they need to do. He's saying, no, we're trying. We're trying our asses off. Well, that's even more alarming because, Fitzy, you know what that means? You suck. You're not good.
You don't have players.
You're just not. But you don't have the horses.
Without even having to stare out at left field or pick up a newspaper, if anyone does that anymore, check Boston.com, WEEI.com, flip on 93.7. You know, your internal barometer for what caliber of baseball you're playing tells you you stink. Like, there's no good vibe. I'm sure the clubhouse is a pretty miserable place to be these days because you remember what your expectations were. You remember all the smoke everyone blew up your backside in spring training. You remember the immaculate vibes of Fort Myers in late February and early March. It has all turned to crap. And I don't care if it's on par with their records of previous years. None of those were playoff teams. None of those will be celebrated or remembered. None of them were draped in glory. This team right now is a snooze.
And that is why you start to get blame questions, blame fingers being pointed. And somebody off air in one of the breaks here brought up the name of John Henry. Like, oh, maybe this is bearing the fruit of ownership. Was that you, Dan Ball? I see that smirk behind the glass back there.
That was. I thought you were leaving me out of it on purpose.
Well, no, I just brought you into it on purpose.
Yeah.
So Dan Ball brought up John Henry. Are we seeing the fruits of multi-year labor here and sort of the investment? And I actually pushed back really strongly on that, and I'll do so here on air. John Henry, the cigar-smoking leader of this franchise, this year, I'm just talking about this year, he went out and got an Alex Bregman for $40 million a year. He went out and got an Aroldis Chapman for 15 and change, or people were like, why are you paying him so much? Dude's like 107. Is he even your closer? Overpaying. Went out and paid Crochet, Garrett Crochet. Gave him an ace money after the trade.
Yep.
And I give him the biggest for this.
For flying out to
Kansas City. Got his ass to Kansas City, yep, and was invested in the operation of the team, not just a paycheck. Yep. It's one thing to write a paycheck
that was a big
and just
move.
He is invested in this baseball team.
Don't forget Never the Christian thought Campbell contract.
Christian Campbell contract. Never thought I'd say this, because I usually said this about Alex Cora in past years. If everybody was as invested in this baseball team and executing in the way the owner has over the last 6 months or so, they'd be a much better baseball team. Forget the past. We can't go back and, Mark McGwire, that's the past. We're not here to talk about the past. We're talking about this 2025 baseball team. John Henry has done his damnedest to get a good baseball team on the field. So don't be pointing the fingers up there. If you want to point, start below the owner, and then I think it's all fair game. Then you get into Breslow,
right,
Cora, Bailey, Fatsy, players. Yeah. And Fatsy's his name. If you don't know, he's the hitting coach. I feel like I'm offending somebody every time I say his name. His name
Why
is
didn't
Fatsy.
Did he ever have a conversation with anyone in the family just to say, like, can we not pronounce it like Fatsy?
Because if you don't know him, you feel like you're
Fatis
giving somebody problems. But those are the people.
Right.
So I actually, right. Let's just have this conversation. Alex Cora, if you tune in, you might be hearing a conversation about blaming your baseball team. But, well, we wouldn't have had it a half hour ago if you'd called then. I still think the fairest targets right now, and I don't know these guys. I've not spoken with them. But to me, we're talking about the pitching and the hitting. And the pitching coach and the hitting coach have to be in the crosshairs. Yeah. A team that strikes out as much as they have, you were on it first, Ted. Texas Rangers didn't like where their offense was going. What'd they do?
Fired the hitting coach.
They called him the offensive coordinator, but yes, they fired the hitting coach, right?
Yeah, and they were a 500 team at the time.
Right. So the approach, the execution of the batters, because if you think you have guys that are good, then something's lost in translation, right? Like, you think you have the talent, so it's not the talent. Something's being lost. And we're now a third of the way through the season. It's not like you're being, you know, off the charts, crazy, reactionary.
That Jim Rice, it's all good points, Andy. And that Jim Rice kind of incident, if you will, during spring training, it kind of it brings that up when you see how mm-hmm. the hitting has kind of, you know, gone for this part of the season. It just, I mean, it's a team that doesn't look like it knows how to hit at times. It's trying to swing out of its shoes when you should just be advancing the base runners. So, you know, there's something there with the hitting coach, though. A lot of people would have already sacrificed the hitting or the pitching coach,
because yes,
the starting pitching has been horrendous too, man.
And the bullpen at various times.
Correct.
Everything that's been under the finger, and we've talked about hanging curveballs and not enough fastball. Will Fleming, if you listen to our airwaves, Will Fleming is very critical of the amount of fastballs thrown and not being an
big
aggressive
time.
Enough pitching staff and those
big
things.
Time.
And Fitzy, I don't want to talk.
He's been critical of the not having a better game plan against
yes,
these hitters.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't want to talk lightly about someone losing a job, but if we're being honest, this world we work in, people talk about us losing jobs. We talk about coaches losing jobs. It's just the reality of the professional sports world and everything. But we were talking about the changes of bringing up young players. If you're looking for a spark, a hitting coach or a pitching coach is sort of a general way to do it. If you fire the manager, that's not a spark. That is like a major organizational shift for a guy who it's not even been a year since you signed him to a 3-year, $21 million contract. So the way the game is played, usually it's a position coach, a hitting coach, a pitching coach that is sort of that spark. So I haven't heard much discussion of that, which is interesting to me from the beat writers and the people that are around the team on a daily basis.
The hitting coach to me would be the first to go, because when you're 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position over the yesterday, we'll just cite that as an example. Your inability to come through in the clutch has to be attributed to something more than just, oh man, we just keep running into all these amazing pitchers having their best days, nailing down hold after save after save after hold. No, there's something that's not connecting. There's something that's not printing. There, 1-1 is not making 3 here in terms of finding a way to take the pressure off and deliver in the biggest moments. And I don't know if there's a technical stat for that, for an inability to deliver in the clutch, but these Red Sox, they lack at something wicked. That would make up for all of these one-run losses just as much as the team blowing saves and not being able to nail down holds.
You know, I think there's a blind spot for AC is not only veteran players.
Coaches.
I think it's his coaches, too. I think he's a loyal – he's just – that's
– you work Which
for,
I get.
You work for Alex Cora. He's gonna be a loyal, you know, boss to you. And my feeling is he has a very difficult time – using his coaches as scapegoats in how the season's gone so far.
But that's where, and he said this to us a few weeks ago, he has great conversations with Craig Breslow. Well, Craig Breslow is the chief baseball officer. What, he's his boss, right? Like, so those are conversations.
Theoretically, yeah.
Listen, Alex, we're not hitting. Dan Ball, what were the numbers you just whispered in my ear off air? They're eighth in hitting.
Eighth in batting average, 16th in team ERA.
Analytics sucks.
So if you just want to go with those simple analytics.
That's good. That's good.
They're worse in ERA than they are in batting average by a significant margin. They were leading the league in hits. I don't think they are anymore.
Just to clarify, what's a bigger problem, the pitching or the hitting, you mean? Is that
Well, just I'm putting numbers to it. Their team ERA is 16th. Their team batting average is 8th. So
yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Yes, Dan.
And to Ted's point from earlier in the hour, they are 23rd in starting rotation ERA this season.
Okay, so that's
Garrett Crochet exists in that rotation.
So that's their biggest weakness, is their starting pitching.
And you're right. That includes Garrett Crochet, who's been awesome. So, like, that sways the numbers. You're really kind of worse than that, because he's carrying the asses of all those other guys to get to 23rd for the starters. A quick update from the Red Sox. We are in a delay mode here, waiting for Alex Cora. They are efforting to find a new time, but we will still be talking, hopefully, fingers crossed, to the manager of the Boston Red Sox. I will give you the exact time when that becomes available. This is one that is definitely something. So we talked about fastballs pitching. They don't throw enough fastballs. There's a lot of people that believe that. The flip side of that is 9-7-8. I'll make it simple. They cannot hit fastballs. Even Raffy, their best hitter since he was their worst hitter to start the season, hasn't nailed the hell out of fastballs with regularity. What do we make of that? Is that a Fatsy problem? Is that a driveline problem? Is that an organizational problem? Is it, I mean,
yes, yes and yes.
Oh, so it's all, yeah, like, that shouldn't happen, though. Fastballs.
That's.
We've always been told if a guy just throws fastballs, we can hit it. Like, no matter how fast it is, you get your timing down, we're major leaguers, we can hit it.
That is interesting that they are that bad against hitting fastballs.
And it's,
I mean, that was, you're right. Devers was just, you know, a lot of it was maybe you feel like you missed spring training, so his timing was off when the season started. So he wasn't catching up to the fastballs. I think he's figured that one out now. But that should be the one pitch that you should be feasting on is the fastball.
Yeah. And especially for young hitters too. You know, you bring up some of these young hitters, a lot of times they hit fastballs and it's the off-speed stuff that gets them, breaking balls.
It's crazy how, like Christian Campbell was rookie of
the month,
of April.
Baby. Damn right.
And his chase rate, like, I do find the chase rate kind of interesting, was excellent. There was a lot of guys that were just very, you know, except for Tristan Casas, not very very good, very patient, but how it just can come and go for a hitter. Like, it just, you're locked in for 1 month, and then the next month, You're swinging at everything,
right?
It's such a delicate balance, but the chase rate for a lot of at least the hitters, I would say 4, 5, and 6 for this team have been terrible.
It's infuriating. This team has been infuriating in a lot of ways, Fitzy, and some of it is expectations, but some of
it is just
watching baseball and not seeing quality at bats, not seeing quality situational baseball. You know, I was all over the Celtics. I think they lost that series because they couldn't play situational basketball. You get a 20-point lead and you keep hucking up threes and missing threes, and all of a sudden you find your ass watching the playoffs with the rest of us. I don't think the Red Sox have been a very good situational baseball team. Situational hitters. Situational pitchers. You even said, oh, let's get a guy 0-2 and then hang a breaking ball so he can crush it and I can lose in the seventh inning. It's
not right.
They're infuriating. They're an infuriating.
That's what the manager himself said. Like, I think it was like 2 weeks ago when we talked to him at Fenway about how they were not doing a good job of putting guys away 0-2 and 1-2. They were leaving too much over the plate. I don't know who that's coming from, whether it's the catcher or the pitching coach or just bad decisions, poor execution by the relievers in the bullpen. And then going back to the 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, like, that's the definition of bad situational baseball. They're not delivering when it matters most. And yeah, of course, expectations play a ton into all this as well, because we expected this team to be better than the last half decade. They're worse.
Were we wrong?
You know what? We were.
Did we get caught up in some of it? Duped?
Maybe. But there's a lot of things we didn't see coming. Did we see Jaren Duran taking a step back this year? Tanner Houck taking a step back this year? Did we expect Rafi to be, I don't know, maybe just not the best team leader? Did we see Trevor Story this bad? I mean, we knew he's never really had like a run here since he's been here, but I don't know. There's just a lot of guys that I think we were counting on based on prior, you know, kind of success to be better. I think we all thought Walker Buehler would be a little bit better than what he's
been.
But
should we
have? Giolito.
A lot of these, I feel like now in hindsight, I don't know what I was saying then, so call me a hypocrite if I'm being hypocritical from the spring, but I know I pushed back on Buehler because Buehler wasn't very good last year until the postseason.
And so, right, okay. So,
and Tanner Houck faded after the All-Star game.
So those are two indicators that maybe we overlooked.
Right, and you whistled past the graveyard and
perhaps
wanted to see optimism
instead
of pessimism.
I think that's fair, and I think, Fitzy, I think part of it is just that on paper, those were big names. You've seen how they performed in the past. We were just basing a lot of our predictions and expectations on that is what my take is on that, Andy.
Walker Buehler, I'm not going to hold his feet to the fire on anything. 4-2, 3.95 ERA.
Yeah.
Bunch of quality starts, has been just fine since coming back from the shoulder. Plus, he's got the right kind of attitude. He's got the moxie, the swag that you wish more of the players have. Do you guys know what Tanner Houck's ERA is?
9.81.
10.2.
Neither of you are bad. You both went over, so you don't win your showcase showdown. It's an 8.04. That's a legitimate starting ERA as June is around the corner.
Yeah, no, he hasn't been good. He was an All-Star last year, and then now he's been whatever the hell
this
is.
You want to give the top two pitchers, starting pitchers, you know, hey, look, we got good starting, but what about 3, 4, and 5? I thought we had six pitchers that we were going to.
Well, we didn't.
Six pitcher rotation.
That's right, six-man rotation. Then there was a seventh, and now we got Richard Fitz coming back. We got Sean Newcomb traded for straight cash homie to the A's. There's just there's a lot going on with this baseball team, and not much of it is good, but we will hopefully still talk to Alex Cora at some point in the next couple hours here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, though, we're going to talk a little Boston Celtics because Shams Charania was on a podcast today with Pat McAfee.
Dropping bombs?
Dropping Shams bombs on the podcast, and we look forward to the most exciting NBA offseason in history. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.